Despite a fairly muted session on Wall Street, the Aussie market is charging higher at lunch on Thursday. The ASX 200 now lifting for a fifth straight session, up around 70-odd points, or just over 1%. And at one stage, a little earlier this morning, cracking that 7,000-point mark as well for the first time since late Feb last year, since the 24th of Feb. And that was, of course, when we saw the beginnings of that big drop on the market, about a 38% drop for the ASX 200 in a month between Feb and March. So right now we're about just less than 3% away from those all-time highs that we hit in Feb last year. What we're seeing today, pretty much gains across the board, all sectors in positive territory, and financials have certainly led the way there. We have the big four banks all lifting at least 1%. The best, one of the best, is Westpac. It's up close to 2%. And Westpac also in the headlines in relation to some civil proceedings brought against it from ASIC. The regulator is claiming that roughly 384 customers were sold a consumer credit insurance product without actually requesting it. So that is before the courts at the moment. AMP, the wealth manager, also seeing some pretty solid improvements of more than 3%. Iron ore miners are helping to support the market as well. The big names, Rio, BHP and Fortescue Metals, all lifting quite significantly. But we are seeing some of the gold miners a bit of a weight or a bit of a laggard. Resolute and also Perseus down as much as 2.5%, having seen some decent improvements just yesterday. There are also some gains coming through for the likes of EML Payments, up around 5%. A similar gain yesterday following news that it's looking to expand into the EU with an acquisition that it announced yesterday. And one of the big movers today is Immutep. It's a biotech company, up around 10%. It has received a fast track designation from the US FDA in terms of some of its treatments that helps the likes of cancer and sufferers of autoimmune diseases. The Aussie dollar is a touch weaker today. It's hovering around 76.1 US cents.